Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning to all of you on the Blog Talk who are joining us this morning. This is the Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. I'm welcoming you to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line, where we are giving God praise and offering prayers up to Him. I believe God spoke to my heart, and He began to show me that He enjoys the praises coming from the first fruits every morning, praising Him in such a wonderful, auspicious way. And it's something that God notices, and He welcomes the praise. The Bible tells us that He inhabits the praises of His people. What a wonderful thing it is to praise the Lord. We were created, according to Psalms 102, we were created for the praise. Amen. God created us for the praise. And He created everything just to praise Him. The flowers in the field, the lilies and the roses and all that. And then man and woman, we were created to praise God. And so we do give Him adoration and praise this morning. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, oh, my hero, God, we dare not approach You without just saying, forgive us for all sins, sins of omission, the things that we haven't done yet. We tried to get it done for You, Lord. Have Your grace and mercy upon us. And the sins of commission, the things that we have done, forgive us for those things and help us to forgive those who trespassed against us and not hold any grudges, but to forgive them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now bless us and we'll bless You back. We do enter to Your gates with thanksgiving and Your courts with praise. We're grateful and we're so grateful to You for what You've done. Now, Lord, thank You for this new awakening, this new atmosphere of praise rather than the give me, give me, give me. We thank You, thank You, thank You for who You are and for what You're doing on this prayer and praise line. God, I pray that You let people, don't let them leave the same way they came. Let them leave on another level. Let them learn things from this prayer and praise convention line, and let them be endued with power from on high, in the name of Jesus. God, touch and heal people who are sick. Oh, straighten out problems that are crooked and turn things around that are backwards. And we thank You and give You the glory and adoration for all things that You're doing, for what You're doing right now, for what You're going to do, for what You have done in the past. God, may I say this to You, You are our hero. Oh, there is no other true and living God. We do worship You. We want to have the record, and if You check the record, Lord, I believe it will reflect that we've never worshipped anybody other than You. If there's anything that blemishes our record, we ask that You please forgive us. We didn't mean to. Just forgive us and wipe the record clean in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. You can take a wino on the street who's been a wino for 30 years and wipe the record clean, and he can come out sober forevermore. Thank You for it. We love You, and we invite the Holy Ghost to take over the line and give miracles like nobody else can do but the Holy Ghost, You God. And we thank You for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray all of these things we ask, and we ask them for the glory of God according to the Word of God. And they are done, and thank You for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, good morning to all of you, and let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Yeah. Did we have a praise for Him this morning? I don't want a sad praise. This is a praise check to find out what level your praise is on. Amen. That's what praise check is all about. I know you got a praise down in your soul somewhere, but can you bring it out where God would be pleased with it? Amen. Let's have a praise check. When I say praise check, don't be the last one to come forth with praise. Why don't you get at the beginning of the line and let the Lord hear your praise in a glorious way? Praise the Lord. Praise check, everybody. Praise check, everybody who's got a voice. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you the glory. We give you all the adoration. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. 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 Thank you.
Thank you.
God,
thank you.
God, bless you. And give you the glory. Lord, we owe you some more praise. You woke us up this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You started this on our way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You blessed us beyond compare. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we give you praise, God. We give you the adoration. We thank you for all. Thank you.
All
my have done. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you, 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 so endless, so esteemable, so beneficial, so praiseworthy, so miraculous, so amazing, so astounding, and our shepherd, and our leader, and our guide, and our faith, and our hope, and our courage, everything we have, you gave to us. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And the robes that we have for us, you take from us. Thank you for wisdom and knowledge and everything you've done. And we give you glory and praise for it. Thank God. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you. Welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Live. And I want you to join us as a part of the New Awakening. In 1740s, they had the Great Awakening, which was a religious move all over the world. And now God is bringing a new awakening all over the world. We have, through the auspices of the Holy Ghost, established a new atmosphere. People are catching this atmosphere all over the world, and that is away from the give me, give me, give me for centuries, for eras. They've always approached God like that. Lord, thank you. And then they say, give me this. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. But yet, the Lord was so gracious to people. Amen. But now he's establishing a new era. It's kind of like at first when man had sinned so much, God used animal blood to bring forgiveness to man for all of his sins. And many animals were killed all over the world. And the blood was sprinkled on the altar by the priest to give God that great-smelling, you might say, savor, that he might forgive sin and find grace and mercy in the arms of God. And then God got tired of all the animal blood being used for man's sin. And he said, I need a redemption lamb. And God had Jesus to step up. Well, Jesus stepped up to the plate and said, I'll go. And he became the lamb for all of us who died on the cross. And because of him, things changed. See, we got to come to the point where we're willing to change. Things have to change. And so God allowed Jesus to go down and change things. Made a change in my life, amen, through Jesus Christ. And so now, For centuries, we've had the give me, give me, give me approach to God. And now God has blessed us to lead the way to what we call the change. There's an atmospheric change. What is it? It's to the thank you, thank you, thank you approach. And we're thanking him more than I hope that he's ever been thanked in the history of the world. I don't remember reading or hearing in history or in the Word of God about people who are thanking him so much and thanking him 1,000 times a day. And at nighttime, we're giving him over 2 billion praises. If you have heard of it, let me know so I can change what I'm saying. But I've never heard of it. And the history of the world is not in the Bible, as I know of. But people are thanking him as never before. And y'all stop saying that ain't nothing new under the sun, because God's word says that he reserves secrets. Read the word in Daniel, and I can give you other places, Amos, where he reserves secrets for the end time, for the last day. He didn't let the Pharisees and the Sadducees know the secrets of the saints. But God reserves secrets for the last day. And I believe that's one of his secrets, that we would come before him with thanksgiving as never before and move from the give me, give me, give me to the thank you, thank you, thank you. And in this day and time, God is allowing it to go forth to bring praises unto him as never before. And I believe that it will position us in the future to see a great, miraculous, and ultra-awesome return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ while people are praising him like the world has never seen. God bless you. We are back today, and thank you, Ambassador Stern, for taking the helm on yesterday, and what a mighty and exquisite job you did. We salute you, and we praise God for you. Thank God for all of our ambassadors and ambassadors-elect. Of course, we do thank God for our Ambassador First Lady on this line, Lady Betty Joyce Johnson, amen, who has done a wonderful, wonderful work, and such working behind the scenes, but she carries a mighty, mighty, mighty big stick. And thank her. God bless her. Thank God for Mother Edna Johnson. Amen. She's here this morning again. We're here with my mother, and she's just doing better and getting better and better and better. You know, it's a wonderful thing to guard the back door. Oh, see, you got to understand that when the loved ones are getting better, the enemy will try to sneak at the back door, and while you think they're recovering so well, then he'll try to come in and sneak and snatch them out. Hope you all have that and have learned that. Guard the back door. It's very, very important. And so I'm here in the name of Jesus, trying my best in the name of Jesus. But we have no power of ourselves, but the Lord through us can guard the back door. Look, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless all of you. Thank God for not only our ambassadors, ambassadors-elect. And why do we really honor our ambassadors, ambassadors-elect? The Lord spoke to me just a few years ago and said, I'm calling you to be an ambassador, and I want you to create ambassadors all over the world. Of course, he meant he was doing it, but he was going to use me to be the vehicle that he used to do it. And I accepted the challenge. He gave me explicit instructions and told me how he wanted them to do and what to do, etc. I may share that with you one day as a message. And so we took the helm of doing what the Lord said to do, and found out that we were right with it in the Word of God, because some of his disciples and apostles said they were ambassadors. Paul certainly said it, that he was an ambassador. And ambassador, I found out, thank God for those who are over churches and things like that. That's beautiful, wonderful. We reverence them, and we thank God for them. But an ambassador is to the nations, yeah. Ambassador is to huge areas. Paul was an ambassador, and he went to and started churches everywhere. The Corinthian church, and so many other churches, the Galatian church, and all those other churches he started, because it was to a whole different area. It was over, as the world was known then, to a great portion of the world. And so ambassadors are to the world, amen, and to take this gospel all over the world, amen. God bless all of you. We salute you. And we certainly thank God for all bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends, and all of you who love the Lord. God bless you. I appreciate you mothers, too. Y'all are praying for me. that's one of the things that I've done all my life, basically, even when I was a teenager and came into the cognizance of this. I asked the mothers to pray for me. Amen. Why did I do that? Because they can get a prayer through for sure. And they prayed for me. Here I am today. And God has taken me up, 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 up. Why? Because of prayers that have gone in before me and for me from years before. God bless you. All of you, we certainly approach all of you on this line as a lamb coming to shepherds and a lamb coming to shepherdress. And I thank God because I know all of you are busy and all of you are leaders. I recognize that. Why would God choose me? I don't know. I haven't had a clue. I certainly am worse than even anybody that I can know of. And I certainly don't claim to be so holy. Y'all are holy. I'm trying to be. Amen. God is helping me every day in my life. So I don't know why the Lord would choose me. And I certainly salute you and come to you very, 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 very humbly as I know how. God bless you. I want to ask for praise reports in just a moment, but I am aware that we have this great, great, great woman of God on the line, prophetess. Let me see this. I want all of you to look at your clocks and make sure that you have them on off, amen, because they have that wake-up call thing. Check it for me, please, and would you cut it off? I don't want to be embarrassed with our guest on the line as she's bringing the word. And then thank God for Ambassador-elect, this woman of God who has blessed my heart and mine and blessed everybody else on this prayer line so many times. She always has a fresh word and so exciting. Oh, my God. Yesterday she was off the chain, and I'm expecting she'll be the same way. I never heard her when she wasn't off the chain. And she's been a blessing to all of us. I'm releasing the line to you, Ambassador Stiff, Ambassador-elect. Amen. She will be soon, Ambassador. But Ambassador-elect Gail Stiff, amen, from the Arkansas delegation. If y'all are listening to me down in Arkansas, you certainly ought to be proud of this woman of God who is a blessing to the nation. I want Ambassador Hagan to come on and tell us who we have listening to Ambassador-elect Gail Stiff this morning. And after that, we will release the line to her. Are you there, Ambassador Hagan? Amen. Give us a station identification if you're there. Are you there?
In the name of the Lord, God bless you. Good morning, Chief and National Ambassador. Yes, sir, we are here. We do honor the presence of the Lord. We do honor you. We do honor Ambassador Lady Betty, Ambassador in her own right, Mother Adley Johnson, Mother to the Nation, to all of the ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, to all of the bishops, to everyone who's listening, to our entire audience, more than 90 million listeners all over the world. We are broadcasting here live in the studio of Block Talk Radio, npa.com. We can be reached simply by calling into the live studio, 347-934-0207. And as you know, the Block Talk Radio, it is the world's largest and most influential radio, social talk, influential radio in the world. And we are being heard literally all over the world in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, my Lord, China, Japan, Russia, Afghanistan, Virgin Isles, Jerusalem, oh, my Lord, you just name it, literally all over the world, more than 90 million listeners. And to God be the glory. And we want to thank our Chief International Ambassador for the excellent job that you're doing in getting this message all around the world. May God forever bless you, sir. Keep doing what you do. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagan. And yes, it is not a joke. It's not boosted figures. No, they're, by their stats, by the blog talk, they have done the research, and there are over 90 million listeners. And sometimes the line is full where people cannot get on. But I want to salute you, Ambassador-elect Gail Stiff. And I want to tell the people there in Arkansas, get the word out that your ambassador, Ambassador-elect Gail Stiff, she was speaking to over 90 million people across the world on this day, and tell them that she was an awesome blessing. I'm speaking this in faith, and that's what it is. praise God beforehand for what he's doing and what he's going to do. Ambassador-elect, are you there, Gail Stith? Prophetess Gail Stith. Are you
I'm
there?
I'm present. Yes, sir,
Amen.
I'm present.
Amen.
Glory
all
to God.
All of those persons in your office and all around there, this is a supervisor there, and she can tell you more about it, but all those persons in your office, please know that this is a great, great woman of God. Please give her the proper respect. I'm asking. She's not asking, but I'm asking. She deserves great respect, and so we salute her in the name of Jesus. God bless you. The line is open to you, Ambassador-elect Gail Stith.
Praise God to our chief ambassador who has a call upon his life, anointed and appointed by God for a season and a time such as this, to Lady Betty, Ambassador Lady Betty, and Mother Jensen, Ambassador Jensen, and all of the household of faith. The floor has already been addressed, and I salute all of you in the Holy Ghost this morning. And I'm just going to ask God for a teaching spirit, and maybe he'll allow me to move to another dimension in it on tomorrow. But I just want to start off with this brief prayer. If you will unite your faith, I'm asking you to unite your faith, hallelujah, in the spirit of one, that every word that's spoken out of my mouth as I pray, the God will do what he said he'll do, and he's faithful that promised. He said, I watch over my word to perform it, and it will not, it shall not return unto him void. So I will send the word to your house right now. Send the word to your situation right now. And in your mind, as you join hands in the spirit with me, say, Lord, send it here where I am. Make this a place of Bethel, a place where you dwell right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let every germ, every infirmity right now die in the name of Jesus. God, the prayer has already been prayed before us. And we thank you, God. We give you glory right now. And right now, we want to curse things in the atmosphere. Right now, every sickness must bow down in the name of Jesus. Every agent of sickness, high blood pressure, glory to God, lung disease, cancer, must go in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Every hidden sickness in the body, in the mind, in the soul, oh God, we call it done, disappear, loose here, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood, give a blood transfusion, the blood of Jesus, go into every infirmity in the body, and God, you do what you need to do. You made us, and you know everything about us. Somebody said thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Every organ lining up with the word of God. Oh, God, cause the body to function the way you called it to existence from the beginning and foundation of the world. Somebody said thank you, thank you, thank you. Somebody laying their head on the head right now. Say, Lord, I thank you right now that I have the mind of Christ. I thank you right now that I am the express image of your dear son. Lord, I thank you right now, glory to God, that I'm speaking what you're going to speak. I realize who I am this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am a partaker of your divine nature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am a partaker of your divine nature this morning. There is greatness in me. There's leadership abilities in me. There's potentials in me. Holy Ghost, rise up in me. Let my gift rise up in me. Everything I touch this morning, let it be blessed. God, we thank you for your anointing that's resting in every home right now, all over the land, God. Let them believe, God. Let them touch the hem of your glory. Let them hear me say, everything is going to be all right. Let them hear this morning that they that wait, that's been waiting, I and waited and waited and waited for the change to come. God, we speak peace to every situation and every home. I'm asking for a mindset change, a shift in the atmosphere, a transformation in the mind, oh God. We thank you right now. We call it done. Oh God, let everyone on this line walk out with a possession and ownership, oh God. Minds and potentials and ideals, let them be birthed in them right now in the name of Jesus. No more as walking a mat for people to put their foot on and hold them captive and oppressed by the devil, oppressed by situation. Loose in the name of Jesus. And we decree it, saints. We declare it, saints. We call it, saints. We call it, saints. We call it done in the name of Jesus. Every door closed. Hallelujah. Front door and back door. For God, let your windows of heaven overflow in the finances this morning. Touch, touch, touch. Deliver, deliver, deliver. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And we give you glory. And we give you with praise, oh God. And I ask that the people of God receive the anointing that's resting on their lives right now. God, every foothold the devil has walked into, dismantle the devil right now in the name of Jesus. Let them know inside of them that the devil is a liar and he's defeated foe. He's defeated. Glory to God. He's been a cheater ever since the foundation of the world. No more of his lies will anyone on this line believe. Oh God, we curse it right now. We tear down every stronghold. I'm doing some spiritual warfare right now. Receive it in your spirit. Receive it in your spirit. Walk in your authority. Walk in your access. Use your keys. Use your position. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. We break every witchcraft spirit in the name of Jesus. Every controlling demon in the name of Jesus. Every political arena that corrupts, we call it straight in the name of Jesus. Everything has put a quench on every saint's mind who has troubled their spirit. We bind angry spirit, manipulating spirit, belittling spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we praise you this morning. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory, Lord, for you are the King of Kings this morning. You are the Lord of Lords this morning. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Break, change the atmosphere. For deliverance, we speak it. Woe unto the devil. Woe unto every evil mountain. In the name of Jesus. And we'll give you the glory. And we'll give you the praise. For the Lord, you are our light and our salvation this morning. Whom shall we fear? Lord, you are the strength. Strength right now. Strength right now. Strength right now. All over the land. Strength. Strength. Look, the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? When the enemy and the wicked and my foe come about me, try to set up a scam against me, try to put a ditch before me. You said in your word they will stumble. Somebody knows that when you walk out the door this morning, the enemy going to stumble. He's going to fall. He's going to be wielded because you had a praise on this morning. You praise the word of God to let the enemy be scattered. See them running in the spiritual realm. See them running in the spiritual realm. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. And we give you praise this morning. We thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. We thank you for miracles. We thank you for wisdom. And God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. In the name of Jesus, we seal this prayer under the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And I thank God. I thank God. Amen. And I have about 5 more minutes. And what did I just do? What we did in the atmosphere, we clean the mindset. We open up the operating room for God to cleanse your mind, to tear out anything that's not like God, so you can become effective leaders in this dispensation. Oh, God, I thank you for on yesterday, and I praise God, and I want a teaching spirit because, and yesterday, just to recap,